You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's an egg? Well, basically, it's a container or housing for a young developing animal. That developing animal is called an embryo. Eggs are found in many different species all over the animal kingdom. You can find it in invertebrates, which are animals without backbones. For example, worms and insects, mollusks, which include snails, squid, octopus, clams, oysters, echinoderms, which includes things like sea urchins or sand dollars. All of these different types of animals have eggs. They lay eggs. The vertebrates, or animals with backbones, would include the birds, amphibians, reptiles, and fishes. Even a few types of mammals, which are called the monotremes, lay eggs. And the monotremes include things such as the Australian platypus. The egg surface can be a soft, jelly-like material, for example, in frogs, or it can be tough and leathery, such as what you would find in reptiles, or it can be a very hard surface, which we're familiar with birds, chicken eggs. But that hard bird egg is actually pretty strong, but it's only strong in certain angles. So here's an experiment you can try at home. You'll need a couple of eggs for it, and I would recommend doing this over a sink, just in case you make a mess, and have some paper towels nearby. Hold that egg flat in your hand, again, over the sink, and squeeze it. All right, now it's going to break pretty easily. That's because eggs don't have a lot of side-to-side strength. Now get another egg. Place your fingers on the top and bottom of it, the points, and go ahead and squeeze it now. You'll notice that it's much harder to break. That curved surface on those top and bottom points, it's acting like an arch. So, for example, if you go and look at a stone archway somewhere, and you'll see the very top center stone, which is called the keystone, it's designed to be able to hold the weight of the left side and the right side of that arch. So there's a lot of strength on the top of that arch. And that's the exact same thing that's happening when you squeeze the egg. That tippy top and bottom, it's an arch shape, and it's capable of withstanding pressure from the top and the bottom. Eggs can be classified by the amount of yolk that they have. Species that have eggs with very little yolk tend to produce many, many eggs. And species that have eggs with a lot of yolk tend to produce very few eggs. The yolk part of an egg is the developing embryo, that word that we mentioned a moment ago. And the yolk is surrounded by that liquidy egg white. It both protects the egg as well as provides some nutrition to the developing embryo. So here's another fun experiment to test whether an egg is liquidy, raw, or whether it's solid, a cooked egg. Go ahead and get two eggs, boil one of them. So you have one that's boiled and one that's raw. Find a nice smooth surface like a table and spin them on that smooth surface. You'll notice that the raw one won't spin very much, but the cooked one will spin very easily. Now, you remember how I said that the yolk is suspended inside of that liquidy white material? It's basically acting like a water balloon inside of another water balloon. So if you're trying to spin these two water balloons, one inside of another, if you're trying to spin them around, they're trying to spin around each other, and it won't spin very well. However, when you boil an egg to cook it, it becomes a solid on the inside, and that solid single mass can spin very, very easily. We've just learned a little bit about the science of eggs. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.